This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. With all of the debate about clean energy these days, propane has not been getting as much attention as other options. But Mike Newland, Director of Ag Business Development at the Propane Education and Research Council, says we've now got opportunities to grow the supply of renewable propane.
It could be in a renewable diesel plant, and feedstocks could vary from fats, oils, and greases in that renewable diesel plant all the way to a agricultural crop called camelina,
which Newland says is something we can grow here in the Northwest.
Camelina is a cover crop, very drought tolerant. I had a chance to fly out to Oregon earlier this year to look at the crop in person, and we did some video photo shoots of that.
Camelina, Newland says, fits many needs.
It's an awesome crop that can grow in some really tough conditions. It's on ground that doesn't really compete in that food and fuel debate, if you will. So I think for that reasons, I think it's going to be a very easy crop for the public to get behind, that we're really not taking acres away from food production or anything that goes into our food production.
Newland says renewable propane offers the same great features as conventional with even lower carbon emissions. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.